school basketball.
Baseline right side, Caleb Pritchard into Reese. Reese in the double team off the glass, up and in. Garrett is doing a great job of catching the ball in traffic. He's made a couple of nice one-handed catches, and he's got 16 points.
Today from the Viero Event Center in Kearney, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And it's 13-10. They'll put some pressure on, and it's going to be stolen away by Bergstrom. Bergstrom steps right to the passing lane, makes the steal, and now a three-pointer off the way and drained by Katie Klingelhofer. And just that quick, four-point turnaround, and we are tied at 13.
Two new champions will be crowned this weekend as another strong Fort Kearney Conference field battles for conference supremacy. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Viero Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Viero Event Center for four games from the Fort Kearney Conference. Today we begin with the consolation games. This evening we'll play the championship games here at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. The 37th annual girls tournament, the 56th annual tournament on the boys' side. On the girls' side, the championship game is going to come down to Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth. That means our consolation game will be between Eustis Barnum and Elm Creek. That'll be our first game of the day, followed by the boys' consolation game between Loomis and Eustis Barnum. So Eustis Barnum will have a doubleheader here, but not the two games that they really kind of wanted to have as they were playing in the semifinals the last couple of nights here at the Viero Event Center. Let's get you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Elm Creek. Their lineup will look like this. Haley Boston, she's a 5'6 junior. She'll start with Amanda Johns, 5'6 and a senior. Aisha Burke, 5'6 and a senior. We'll start with Angela Berkey. She is 5'7 and a senior. Danny Coons, the 5'10 senior, will start for head coach Mike Ford and assistant coach Jade Meads. Now for the Eustis Barnum Lady Knights, their starting lineup goes like this. Stacey Johnson, she is 5'4 and a senior. She'll start with Melissa Johnson, 5'5 and just a freshman. Andrea Worth, 5'9 junior, will start with Preston Reeker. She's 5'11 and a sophomore. And Britt Edson, the 5'10 senior, will start for head coach Brad Dunlop. So those are your starting lineups. Your starting lineups brought to you by your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to the VRO Event Center. As the Eustace Farnham Knights, they are 12-6 now on the season. They'll be taking on the Buffaloes of Elm Creek. Now, obviously, these two teams have gotten together, and Elm Creek won the first matchup 34-33 earlier in the year. And that is the only matchup that they've had. And that game was played at Eustace Farnham. So on a at Eustace Farnham's court, Elm Creek came away with that one-point win, 34-33. So we kind of anticipate this will be a pretty tight matchup here as well. Even though Eustace Farnham has a much better record, Elm Creek does have the advantage in winning the only game that they played amongst themselves this year. Elm Creek comes in with a record of 7-9 on the year after their loss in the conference semifinals. So again, on the girls' side, Amherst and Wilcox Hildreth will be playing for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship tonight at 6. And again, we'll have that game for you right here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. That'll be our 6 o'clock game. The 8 o'clock game will be Pleasanton and Overton for the boys' championship. And after this game at 4 o'clock, that's the scheduled tip for the boys' consolation game between Loomis and Eustace Farnham. So a great day of basketball here at the Vero Event Center, and been a great venue, and you can kind of hear a little bit in the background the introductions going on, and it is it's a real full-scale production, as this is a great venue to watch high school basketball, and we're glad you could join us for basketball here on the Classic, the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. On our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, we've got all the Lou Platt action for you, as they have the same basic schedule we do. They flip-flop the boys and the girls with how their schedule works out. The boys' consolation game between Ravenna and Gibbon is scheduled to tip off about right now. Doug Duda has the call on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. The girls' consolation game will have Kearney Catholic taking on Loup City, and then it will be the boys' championship game at 6 between Kearney Catholic and Adams Central, and then Ravenna and Centura. A couple of great championship matchups here as well as in Gibbon, and here on ESPN Superstation as well as on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. We're just about ready to go as the introductions have been completed. Eustace Farnham, they will be in their road black uniforms with the white numbers and a little bit of trim on there as well. Elm Creek will be the home team here, as they will be in their home white uniforms with the dark blue numbers, a little bit of gold trim on there as well. And we're just about ready to get things underway here at the Vero Event Center. Drumming for Eustace Farnham will be Reeker, and Reeker's tip is actually controlled by Elm Creek. So Elm Creek, first possession of the game, and they'll get a right side for Amanda Johns. Johns gives it top of the circle for Burke. Burke's going to drive the lane, hit the iron with a shot. It is no good, and they're going to tie up the rebound, and they'll hand the basketball over to Eustace Farnham. Knights the inbounded. It's going to be Andrea Wirth who will toss it in. Has no pressure at all as Stacy Johnson brings it in the offensive zone. She'll kick right side for Melissa Johnson. Johnson with the dribble looking to that right side. And there isn't a whole lot going on there. So they'll reset the offense a little bit as Elm Creek right now going with a zone defense. They're kind of coming out up high on it. And they'll get the ball to Britt Edson. Edson will just reset things here as Melissa Johnson has it. And she'll kick it off right side for Wirth. Wirth dribbles down to the baseline. She is shut off by Berkey. And we've got a walk. First turnover of the game goes against Eustace Farnham. And they don't even get a shot off on their first possession. Berkey will play the point here. She brings in the offensive zone. And she'll kick it off on the right side for Johns. Johns. Backdoor cut, shot by Burke, up and good. They just kind of lost track of Burke, and she just is able to lay it up and in. That was a nice pass through traffic there for Elm Creek as they take the early 2-0 lead. Wirth, entry pass down low. It is off the hands of Danny Coons and out of bounds. So underneath their own basket, it will be Eustace Farnham tossing it in, and the Knights will just kind of work it back around the perimeter here. Now they dribble on that right side for Stacy Johnson. Johnson gives it to Edson. They collapse on Edson, and her bounce pass is stolen by Haley Boston. Boston's going to go in for the layup and has it blocked out of bounds, but there's a foul. Locked out of bounds by Andrea Wirth, but Wirth is going to be whistled for her first personal foul. And now Boston is going to go to the line and will have two shots here, a chance to add to the 2-0 lead in the early stages for Elm Creek. Free throw is up and good for Boston. And again, we talked about it in the semifinals a couple of nights ago, that they have the wide open space behind the baskets, very similar to the setup that you would find at Pershing. The free throw is up and good for Boston, and that didn't seem to bother her at all. After all, she's already played one game in this environment, and now this will be her second. So a 4-0 lead here in the early stages for Elm Creek, and with the dribble is Stacy Johnson. Johnson on that far side is picked up defensively by Boston. Boston knocked the ball loose, but had to save it into the hands of Melanie Johnson. And Johnson being tracked down in the corner by Danny Coons. And I'll tell you what, they are harassing things, and they force another turnover. A little extra walk over there. And the Knights right now not getting a very good look at the basket. They are really being harassed by this defense for Elm Creek. Berkey in the offensive zone. We'll kick it off on the right wing here for Amanda Johns. Johns with the dribble. Gives it top of the key. Now the kick left wing for Berkey. Berkey with the dribble. She's picked up man-to-man here by the Knights. And with it is going to be Johns. Johns pass knocked out of bounds on the position down low by Preston Reeker. And Reeker going to harass the inbounds, but a great pass shot by Coons. No good. Offensive rebound. Coons couldn't come up with it. It was off of her hands. But they're going to say it went off the foot of one of the Knights and out of bounds. So Elm Creek will maintain the possession here. And Amanda Johns tries to get it down low, and diving for it and saving it is going to be Coons. Coons is able to get it out here for Berkey. Berkey in the lane. Now a pass down low. And the shot up. No good by Johns. Offensive rebound tip to Johns. It will not fall. It went all the way around the rim. And it's Edson who pulls up the rebound. She brings in the offensive zone, throws it down low. Here's the drive and a foul down low. Melissa Johnson went strong to the rack after she got the ball on the baseline. And that'll be the first personal foul on Burke. Isha Burke whistle for the foul. And so two free throws here for Johnson. And the first one is up, and it is short. Score remains 4-0. Elm Creek with the lead over Eustace Barnum here in the Fort Kearney Conference consolation game on the girls' side. Free throw. Nice touch there by Johnson, as it was a little short, but the shooter's touch helped it over the top of the rim, and it rolls in. So they erase the zero on the scoreboard, and the shutout is over. Boston will pass it on the right side to Berkey. Berkey off of a screen, jumper no good from 8 feet. Rebound by Reeker, and Reeker has to pick up her dribble. They're harassing her. Pass almost stolen, but Melissa Johnson gets it. Johnson will throw it on the baseline for Stacy Johnson. Down low, nice entry pass, and Melanie Johnson gets the first field goal of the game here for Eustace Barnum. That'll make it a one-point ball game, as we've got 4:50 to go here in quarter number one. Amanda Johns looking to the inside, gets it at the elbow to Burke. She's at the free throw line and will kick it out. Here's the long deuce by Berkey. It's no good. Rebound by Johnson. She's got a runner in front of her if she can find her, and she led her too far. Stacy Johnson couldn't track down the loose ball, and it goes out of bounds. Britt Edson going to check back into the game as Reeker replaced her, and now Reeker will stay, but Melanie Johnson comes out of the game here for Eustace Farnham. Bounce pass, right wing for Burke. Burke looking as they, now the Knights are in the zone, and they'll give it to Berkey. Berkey, bounce pass, left wing, open is Burke from 15 feet, and she scores from the free throw line. She hits it from the elbow, and it's 6-3 Elm Creek. They have led throughout. Their biggest lead was 4. Right wing, Worth has it. She'll get it to Edson. Edson from the elbow will kick it out top of the circle for Reeker. She gives it now left wing for Johnson. On the baseline with it is going to be Melissa Johnson, and we've got a walk. Again, the pass went inside for Johnson, and Johnson was just harassed by Haley Boston. And Eustace Farnham has turned the ball over 3 times here in the first quarter. In for the Knights, Ashley Farrell, she's going to come in. And also in for Elm Creek was Stacia Samuelson. So Berkey in the offensive zone has her dribble, and she's well behind the three-point arc, top of the key. She'll throw it to the free throw line to Burke. Burke had it knocked loose, but into the hands of Johns. Johns drives, and she goes strong to the rack and scores. That'll make for a five-point Elm Creek lead, their largest lead of the game. Pressure on the right side. Johnson gets it across the timeline with the pass, and she'll just flip it right back out here for Stacy Johnson. Johnson with the dribble. Top of the circle, Stacy Johnson now, after getting it from Melissa. And off of a screen, Stacy Johnson takes it to the bounce to the baseline. Bounce pass to Reeker. Reeker throws it inside. Bounce pass to Melissa Johnson, and Johnson will score. Nice patient ball movement there by Eustace Farnham, and they cut the lead back down to three. 2:56 to go here in the first quarter. Entry pass down low, and it's off the shoe tops to one of the Knights. That's going to be a kick. And so Elm Creek will have to inbound it. For Elm Creek, Whitney Hubbard going to check in, give a little breather here to Haley Boston. Berkey with the inbounds, gives it to Hubbard. Hubbard now, right wing for Burke. Burke will drive, and now dish back out for Berkey, and she took a little stutter step, and that's a walk. First turnover unofficially against Elm Creek. And Eustace Farnham with three. Eustace Farnham has had a little bit of trouble in the early stages just getting a good look at the basket. Reeker passed down low, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Angela Berkey. Good hustle by Berkey to step in that passing lane and knock the ball loose. Angela Worth checks into the game for Eustace Farnham, and for Elm Creek, it's Jackie Berkey who comes in. And the pass here by Farrell. Farrell, nice backdoor cut. Shot is up and good. On that backside, coming through was Melissa Johnson. That's the second time she's cut. She's done it from both ends of the court, and she's able to make a nice little shot there with that backdoor cut on the baseline. Burke has it. She'll fire the three. It is short. Now, was it deflected by anybody? No, it wasn't. So that'll be out of bounds on Elm Creek, and Eustace Farnham to inbound. Part of the nice environment. They use the spotlights and the loud music for the introductions, and the game is on the big screen. You can see it at the screens on either end, and right now what you'd see if you look at the replay would be a little walk by Eustace Farnham. As again, that pressure put on by Elm Creek forces Eustace Farnham into committing a turnover. In the offensive zone, Elm Creek, they have led throughout. Burke will kick it left side for Johns. Johns gives it, and on the baseline, Hubbard, she falls down. They're going to tie that up. Alternating possessions will give Elm Creek the ball on the sideline. Actually, they're going to inbound it on the baseline because it was below the free throw line there, so a little inbound it underneath the Elm Creek basket. Tossed it in is going to be Amanda Johns. And Johns gets it in for Burke, who just checked in again, and they'll get it back out here for Johns. Johns in the lane. Burke now driving as Johns on the right side. Shot is short. Offensive rebound by Hubbard. And Hubbard will kick it out, and we're going to have a block. Blocks will be whistled on Stacy Johnson as dribbling up past her was going to be Burke after Hubbard pulled down the rebound. Minute 38 to go here in the first quarter of the first of four games here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. Inbounded for Stacy Samuelson. Her shot is no good. And the rebound by Preston Reeker. And Reeker will dribble herself across the timeline. And she walked with it. She couldn't decide if she wanted to pass to Stacy Johnson. And Hubbard kind of cut off her passing lane. And that forced the fifth turnover on Eustace Farnham here in the first 5.5 minutes of the game. Check that. It's actually the first 6.5 minutes because we've got a minute 28 to go here in quarter number one. 8-7, Elm Creek with the lead over Eustace Farnham. Pass back out for Boston after a little penetration. Now Boston will drive. Shot's no good. Gets her own rebound, and then it's going to be tied up. Boston had it, wanted to go right back up, and Melissa Johnson took that as an opportunity to grab the ball. And we've got a held ball situation, so Eustace Farnham with alternating possessions. We'll be able to inbound it here. Yeah, make sure you know he got it. Let him know. Thank you. Knights will bring it into the offensive zone. They do not face any pressure until they get to midcourt. And with the dribble is going to be Melissa Johnson. Her pass is stolen. Berkey's got it. She'll drive in. It's up and good. Angela Berkey off the turnover lays it up and in. Just stepped in that passing lane, that first pass on the wing, and that was an easy steal for Elm Creek. Good pressure being put on as Bellamy has it. Kicks it right back out to Reeker. Reeker finds a backdoor cutter. Shot's too hard for Melanie Johnson. Long rebound out to Stacey Samuelson. She's going to lay it up and in as she leads the break. Quick low run for Elm Creek, and they now have a five-point lead. Less than 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And dribbling up is going to be Johnson. Johnson is held by, I believe, Samuelson. They had the double team as they put the ball on the elbow, and it's actually going to be on Angela Berkey, number 35. That'll be her first penalty, her first foul of the game. Inbound to Stacey Johnson for Eustace Farnham. And in those black and white uniforms, she actually loses the ball. Elm Creek then has it stolen right back. Nearly an over and back, though, because the steal nearly made by Melanie Johnson, but she didn't really get possession of the ball until she'd already been across half court. So Eustace Farnham has possession as we just kind of swap turnovers there. And now Elm Creek trying to knock the ball loose again. Johnson comes up with that loose ball, gets it to Melanie Johnson. 1 second left, and they can't get the shot off in time. Great defense there by Elm Creek. Eustace Farnham was just content to maintain possession of the ball. So we got one quarter in the books, and it's Elm Creek 12, Eustace Farnham 7. We're back after this.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See kappagrains.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
1 quarter is in the books, and the team with the lead, Elm Creek, has a chance to add to it here. They will have possession of the basketball first to start the second quarter. And tossing it in, they get it to Angela Berkey. Berkey directing traffic a little bit. And she'll kick it off on the right wing here for Amanda Johns. Johns, a little ball fake to the cutter in the lane. Then she drives. Her shot's a little bit short. Rebound still being tipped around, picked up by Burke. Burke in the lane, pass back out, and it's going to be stolen away. We're going to have a kick. Whistled against whom? I'm not sure who the kick was against. It's going to be against Eustace Farnham with that ball loose. In soccer, you can do that, but you can't do that here, and so it will be Elm Creek ball. They inbound it down low. That's Boston, and Boston has the ball tied up. Boston has the ball tied up by Britt Edson and will move the possession arrow, and it will be Eustace Farnham ball. So Stacey Johnson coming up with Andrea Worth. Both teams going with their starters out here. In the second quarter, the same starters they had in the first, and we'll check those for you here in just a moment. Johnson has it. Johnson will take it top of the circle, throws it in the lane for Edson. Edson's shot is a little bit short. We had the rebound taken out by Burke, and then Burke is fouled. So give Aisha Burke the rebound there. And the foul for Eustace Farnham is going to be on number 20, Melissa Johnson. That's going to be her first. From Creek, it's Boston, Johns, Berkey, and Coons out there. And for Eustace Farnham, Johnson, Johnson, Worth, Johnson, and Edson. Elm Creek has it, top of the circle. They'll kick it up on the left wing. Penetrating here a little bit is Danny Coons. Coons has the ball knocked away. It goes out of bounds. And it will be Elm Creek basketball. Gibbon actually leading Ravenna in the Loop Light Conference boys semifinals. Entry pass down low. Shot up, no good for Danny Coons, but Coons is going to go line. She'll have a couple of shots here. She was hit on the arm putting up the shot. That was a nice little entry pass. And the foul on Edson, that's going to be her first. Free throw is up and good. It's Gibbon 9 and Ravenna 8 in the first quarter of the consolation game of the Luplat Conference Tournament. Here, Danny Coons has hit two free throws, and now it's a 7-point Elm Creek lead. They lead it by a touchdown, 14-7. And on that far side, dangerous pass. Angela Berkey just didn't have enough room to finish the steal. She knocks the ball out of bounds. The inbounds for Stacy Johnson for Eustace Farnham. She's got the dribble and pass knocked around. Loose ball. Battling for it is Melissa Johnson. She had it with Stacy, but neither one of them really controlled it, so it wasn't a travel. Loose ball is picked up by Stacy. Stacy drives, shoots into the lane, passes in the lane, and it's intercepted by Aisha Burke. Burke lets traffic clear a little bit, and now they'll get the ball back to Haley Boston. Boston works it back around the perimeter. They kick right wing. Good ball movement here. Johns will throw it in the corner. Jumper now by Burke. It's no good. And the rebound dribbled out by Andrea Worth. Worth here for Eustace Farnham. Throws it on the baseline. Gives it for Stacy Johnson from about 12 feet away. Her jumper is no good. Rebound by Danny Coons. Coons' pass is too far up ahead. And that'll be an Elm Creek turnover, as picking it up is going to be Stacy Johnson. They reset the half-court offense. And here's the long three by Andrea Worth. It's no good. And the rebound finally controlled by Danny Coons. And Coons is going to slow things down a little bit, give it to Angela Berkey. And we're going to slow down even more because Mike Ford has called a timeout for his Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. They lead at 14-7 with 5:49 to go here before halftime. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. It is a 14-7 lead here for Elm Creek as they still pretty happy with how things are going, but I want to talk about the issues a little bit more. So a quick little timeout by Mike Ford, and we'll see if they got a set play here. Burke has it on the right side. Knights again going with that zone defense, and Elm Creek just content to pass it around. Boston will give it up on the left side. That's a long jumper up and good by Danny Coons. Nice ball movement there, and Coons just got the ball and was able to just stroke it in from that left side. Now with the dribble is going to be Andrea Worth. Worth almost has the ball tied up over there, but she's able to give it to Edson. Edson throws in the corner for Melissa Johnson, and Johnson now will throw it top of the circle here for Stacy Johnson. Stacy's going to direct traffic just a little bit. And again, a little screen up top, but fighting through it there was Haley Boston. So Stacy Johnson and Boston. 5 seconds of closely guarded, and Haley Boston forces the turnover. And Coach Mike Ford, very excited about that level of defense. That was awfully good because she was able, there was a screen that Edson set up there, but Boston was able to weave her way through it and not get picked off. And as a result, 5 seconds of being closely guarded. That's good defense. Berkey in the offensive zone. Kicks it off left side for Haley Boston. Boston, loose ball, picked up by Burke. And she'll get the ball back out. Backdoor cut, left wing. Now they'll give it to Aisha Burke. Now they skip it right wing for Berkey. And Berkey open from 12 feet away. She hits the jumper in Elm Creek with an 11-point lead. They lead it 18-7. 4.5 minutes to go here before halftime. And right now, the Buffaloes looking very, very strong. Melissa Johnson has it top of the circle, has the ball knocked loose. Angela Berkey comes up with a loose ball, and on the run is Elm Creek, and they're going to slow it down. They don't have numbers, so they'll set up a half-court offense. Asking for the ball is Coons, top of the circle, but instead they kick it to Burke. Burke drives the lane, has it stolen away from her by Melissa Johnson, and now we're going to have a block on Elm Creek. Brad Dunlap, the head coach of Eustis Farnham right now, is just trying to get his team to weather the storm a little bit here, take better care of the ball, get better looks at the rack. So Melissa Johnson will dribble into the offensive zone. She's picked up defensively by Hadley Dyer, who just checked in. Pass knocked loose, and Whitney Hubbard comes up with it. Hubbard, then her pass up ahead. It's going to be another turnover as Elm Creek turns the ball right back over, and then they commit the foul trying to come up with the ball. The foul on Amanda Johns is her first, fourth as a team against Elm Creek. So 18-7, Eustis Farnham trails. They've got the dribble. Melissa Johnson now will help work it down low for Melanie Johnson. Johnson has to kick it back out. Now they enter it back inside to her. She tries to dribble through traffic, and I think Hubbard's going to be a whistle for a reach. Hubbard came up there and tried to give a little bit of, tried to collapse down on the double team when the ball got to the low post. And she did. She collapsed down there, but she also reached. Stacia Samuelson is going to check in here for Elm Creek as Eustis Farnham is going to inbound underneath their own basket. And they toss it in here for Preston Reeker, and Reeker hits the three. They left Preston Reeker alone. She drains the three-pointer, and it's the first points for Eustis Farnham here in the second quarter. They trail it now 18-10 with 3:30 to go here before halftime. Little drive, pass down low for Burke on the baseline, and she hits the shot. Penetration by Dyer set up Burke. That was nicely done. With the dribble, here is Melissa Johnson. Johnson kicks right wing for Worth, and Worth pass. Nope, there's a walk before she gets the pass off. Another Eustis Farnham turnover. Not officially have Eustis Farnham with 13 turnovers and Elm Creek with 6. Angela Berkey will bring it now into the offensive zone. Less than 3 minutes to go here before halftime. And they will work the ball on that right side. Top of the circle here for Angela Berkey. Berkey with the dribble. Bounce pass, top of the circle, driving Angela Berkey. Berkey gave it away, now gives it to Samuelson. Samuelson, pretty good pressure there. She tries to put on a little screen after she passes the ball back to Berkey. And now Johns has it, gives it off on the right wing here for Burke, and Burke going to be content with that jumper contested from about 12 feet away. It is off the mark, and Stacey Johnson comes up with a rebound. Her pass up ahead to Melanie Johnson. Johnson's going to drive the lane, lost the ball, gets it back, lays it up and in. Melanie Johnson, nice job there of recollecting the ball and not turning it over. So Stacey Samuelson will give it off on the right wing. A little ball fake, and now Hadley Dyer will penetrate. Step in underneath. Great pass down low, but Samuelson just mishandled it enough that the Knights were able to collapse, and we've got a reach, I believe, on Melanie Johnson. Nope, check that. Johnson was the one that was fouled. She actually got the ball away from her, and the foul is going to be on foul's going to be on number 31, Hadley Dyer. Well, Johnson will bring it into the offensive set here. And no direct traffic a little bit. Pass is knocked into the backcourt. It's going to go out of bounds. Oh, and they're going to say it was last touch by Eustis Farnham. And Andrea Worth is I'm not sure if she's talking to the official or talking to the coach because I can't hear what she says. But the ball went out of bounds, and it is Elm Creek basketball. So Eustis Farnham commits another turnover here. And that Elm Creek defense is paying some dividends. Burke, long pass off the fingertips to Danny Coons and out of bounds. So Elm Creek turns it over with that long skip pass. And with a minute 34 to go here, Coach Dunlap's going to call a timeout for Eustis Farnham. It's 20-12. Elm Creek with an 8-point lead. Timeout Eustis Farnham. We're back after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Welcome back here to the Viero Event Center here in Kearney as the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is in its final day. The girls' consolation game followed by the boys' consolation game, and they'll have a championship doubleheader after our consolation doubleheader. According to my mathematics, that's four high school games right here on the ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska. Preston Reeker brings in the offensive zone here for Eustace Farnham, and the Lady Knights need to have something good happen before halftime. They're down by eight. Driving the baseline is Melanie Johnson, and she draws the contact. She begins to be a little bit more aggressive offensively. Johnson, 4 points in the game, and she'll have a couple of opportunities to add to it as she drove in hard on the left side and was fouled by Danny Coons, her first personal foul. Free throw is up and perfect for Melanie Johnson. Johnson will have one more shot at it here with a minute 19 to go, and her free throw is up and good here in the second quarter. Angela Berkey will get the inbounds for Elm Creek, and now the Knights appear to be going man-to-man. Yep, they're going man-to-man for about the first time tonight, or this afternoon, rather. Berkey will kick it off on that left side for Hadley Dyer. Dyer, long jumper, that's no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Preston Reeker, and Reeker's able to get it up ahead to Johnson. Johnson, long pass up court, and not being able to handle it very well with Stacey Johnson. Johnson was stopped defensively by Amanda Johns as she caught the ball, and there was just too many things to factor in there, and long story short, she walked with the ball as she caught it and landed. She kind of did a little bunny hop. So less than a minute to go here, and Elm Creek has possession of the basketball yet again. They'll give it top of the circle for Haley Boston. Boston now right side for Berkey. Berkey drives the lane, and she walked with it. They collapsed on her as she began to drive there and kind of slid to a stop with the jump stop. So that'll be another Elm Creek turnover here. Unofficially, I have 14 for Eustace Farnham, 8 turnovers for Elm Creek. Pass on the right wing, Johnson. Johnson's going to drive again, and the shot does not count. The foul came before the shot. Johnson, a great jump stop there, put up the shot. So the foul is probably a good thing here for Elm Creek. Bad news is for Danny Coons, that is her second personal foul. That is now 17 fouls against Elm Creek. Actually, it's 8. So it'll be a 1-1 situation here. And Johnson, who has proven to be a pretty good free throw shooter here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, she will shoot a perfect free throw here. She is 3-for-3 on the day. And if memory serves, she shot the ball pretty well the other night as well. No, she didn't get to the free throw line the other night. Free throw is up and good. So she's 4-for-4 from the line and cuts the game down to a 4-point ball game. Between circles, Burke has it. She'll look to the inside, and she'll take it to the baseline. Now a little drive here by Berkey. Berkey's shot is no good. And the rebound, it's going to be a reach. The rebound by Reeker. And then after she had the rebound, Elm Creek with a little bit of a reach. So Elm Creek at one point led by 11. They led it at one point 18-7. And since then, Eustace Farnham has been able to whittle that lead away. It's 28-16 right now, and we've got a free throw that actually hits on the top of the glass after it hit the back of the iron. So the free throw, no good for Reeker. And in the offensive zone is going to be Berkey. Ball was out of bounds as it hit and landed on top of the glass. Right wing, Burke has it. Burke with a charge. Yeah, there defensively was Stacey Johnson. Johnson, good position. And Burke just a little bit, trying to create just a little bit of a space there and just enough of a shove to get the charge. That's a pretty good call. Not everybody agrees, of course. And that will do it for the end of the first half. They didn't have much time, but Preston Reeker got it to midcourt, put up the desperation shot, and so we'll head to the locker rooms. Elm Creek heads the locker room with a 20-16 lead, but at one point, Eustace Farnham down by 11. Now find themselves only down by 4. 20-16. We'll take a break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. This is Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's check the scoring for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Eustace Farnham. They are the visiting team on the scoreboard, and they've got three players in the books. Melanie Johnson is leading the way. She is a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. She has 8 points to lead things here for the Lady Knights. 5 points for Melissa Johnson at intermission, and 3 points for Preston Reeker. Reeker also a pretty good job of rebounding here in the first half. She has 4 rebounds here at intermission. 8 total rebounds for Eustace Farnham, and that would compare to only 4 for Elm Creek here at intermission. Just not a lot of rebounds. A fair number of turnovers, one of the reasons why. Eustace Farnham has unofficially turned the ball over 14 times compared to 8 for Elm Creek. And for the Lady Buffaloes of Elm Creek, very balanced scoring for them. Leading the way is Aisha Burke. She's got 6 points and 1 rebound. 4 points for Angela Berkey. 2 points for Haley Boston, going 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Amanda Johns with 2 points at intermission as well. Danny Coons also with 4 points and 2 rebounds. And Stacia Samuelson has 2 points to go along with 1 rebound. Here at intermission, it's 20-16. Elm Creek with a 4-point lead over Eustace Farnham. Of course, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the boys' Loop Black Conference consolation game going on right now. And on the boys' consolation, it is Ravenna leading Gibbon 25-17 at halftime. After 1 quarter of play, Gibbon did have the lead, but now Ravenna leads at the break 25-17 in the boys' consolation game of the Loop Black Conference tournament. Here on the girls' consolation of the FKC, it is Elm Creek 20 and Eustace Farnham 16. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll do that right after this timeout.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, 2 items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Welcome back here to the Vero Event Center. A little background music there, a little the redeeming quality that was the movie Madagascar, the one scene. Never mind. Well, didn't mean to do a little Siskel and Ebert at the movies here for you. Let's recap where we're going to be at today, what our situation is, our schedule for today's Fort Kearney Conference tournament. Obviously, we got the girls' consolation going on right now, and at halftime it is Elm Creek 20. Eustis Farnham 16. After this game, we'll have the boys' consolation game, which will feature Loomis and Eustis Farnham. That game is scheduled for a 4 o'clock tip, and no, they won't start early. Even if the girls' game gets done early, they have to kind of maintain that schedule. So at 4 o'clock, a little bit before 4, we'll have pregame for you here from the Viero Events Center. And again, the boys' consolation game will have Eustis Farnham taking on Loomis. Then at 6, we'll turn our attention to the girls' championship game. Both Amherst and Wilcox-Hildreth are here watching this girls' game. I believe I saw Wilcox-Hildreth. I can see the lineup for Amherst right across the way here at the Viero Events Center. So Amherst, Wilcox-Hildreth at 6 o'clock. And that will be the girls' championship game, and the boys' championship game between Pleasanton and Overton will be at 8 o'clock. And if Overton keeps up with their tradition here, we can anticipate an overtime game, because Overton won in overtime against Axtell in the quarterfinals, and they also won in overtime during the semifinals last night, getting past Eustis Farnham 50-46. In overtime. Pleasanton fairly comfortably over Loomis last night, 68-47. So we'll see if maybe Pleasanton a little bit better rested tonight. We'll see. Obviously, when you're 17, 18 years old, you kind of recover pretty quickly, especially when you play the late game. Might be a little bit tougher today for Eustis Farnham playing that earlier game here at the Viero Events Center playing in the consolation. But we'll see whether or not that becomes an issue or not. Once again, we are at halftime here. Elm Creek with the lead over Eustis Farnham in girls' consolation of the Fort Kearney Conference. It is 20-16. And on our sister station, as we mentioned, the Luplat Conference tournament going on Classic Hits 98.9 FM all day. They flip-flop boys and girls from the schedule for the FKC. Both these two conferences do that, where they alternate years of who's kind of in prime time and who goes first. So this year in the Lou Platt, it is the boys who are going first. So the boys' consolation game in the Lou Platt Conference going on right now. And as we mentioned, it is Ravenna with the lead at intermission over Gibbon, 25-17 in the boys' consolation game, and that is at halftime. That'll be followed by the girls' consolation game at 4 o'clock between Kearney Catholic and Loup City. And then the boys' championship should be a pretty good matchup between Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. And, you know, the first one to about 70 might win that one. Those two teams will be running up and down the floor. That game is scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then the girls' championship game should be a good one as well, with Ravenna taking on Centura at 8 o'clock. So that's the schedule of games here on our network of stations here in Central Nebraska, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and right here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. We'll take one last break. When we come back, we'll have the third quarter between Elm Creek and Eustis Farnham. Lady Buffs lead by 4. We're back after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And Elm Creek will inbound the basketball, leading it 20-16 here to start the second half. And they face a little bit of man-to-man here. The Knights switch to that man-to-man in that second quarter after Elm Creek built an 11-point lead. We'll see if it pays any more dividends for them here, as they've been able to cut the lead down. quick little jumper by Danny Coons is off the mark, but it's rebounded, and then the pass stolen away by Elm Creek. They force another Eustace Farnham turnover, and now we're going to have a foul whistled against Edson trying to get the ball back. The rebound was originally pulled down by Preston Reeker. And pass on the baseline, Amanda Johns, shot no good. Rebounded by Andrea Worth. Andrea Worth now will bring the offensive zone, and Elm Creek is going to go man-to-man. They'll give it off here on the right side for Melissa Johnson. Edson asking for the ball inside. They look inside there and try to bounce pass it. Edson comes up with it, but she's not in a great position to work against Danny Coons, and Coons harasses the pass, and now driving up is going to be Worth. Worth has the ball stripped away. It's a turnover. Elm Creek on the run. Berkey's got it. Berkey gives it off on the left side by Boston, and Boston, when she got the pass, took a little extra step with it, and that'll be a turnover. So, again, we just kind of swapped turnovers here, and Elm Creek, they took a little bit better care of the ball, might be able to distance themselves. They have led throughout this game. They have never trailed in the game. They've led by as many as 11. And Eustace Farnham now has that lead down to 4 as Johnson's looking on the inside. Gets it at the free throw line to Edson. They enter it in. Now right back out to Melissa Johnson and gets it to Edson. Edson nearly had it tied up. Puts up the shot. It's no good. And the rebound by Burke. Aisha Burke able to pull down the rebound. She forced a relatively tough shot, and now Burke will drive through the lane, and Edson's going to swat it out of bounds. Hits the table right in front of us. And now it'll be inbounded. Edson just kind of swatted the ball away and just kind of ended up rolling it out of bounds as she couldn't quite get her hands on it, and it will be Elm Creek basketball. Between the circles, Angela Burke has it. Kicks on the left side for Danny Coons. Now cutting through the lane. Shot. That's a pretty athletic move. It won't fall for Aisha Burke. And it's rebounded by Edson. And into the offensive zone comes Eustace Farnham right in front of us. With the dribble is going to be Stacy Johnson. Johnson gives it to Melissa. Melissa looking on the inside for Reeker. And we've got a whistle away from the ball. A moving screen, I believe. Nope, actually, it's going to be on Elm Creek's Danny Coons fighting through the screen. She ran over the screen. So the foul on Elm Creek, that's going to be the first team foul against Elm Creek. Third personal foul against Danny Coons. She's going to come out of the game. And Eustace Farnham inbounds. Give it to Johnson. Right back to Andrea Worth, the inbounder. And Worth with a long deuce. She had her foot on the line, and that's a long deuce, so it's a two-point ball game, 20-18. And again, at one point, it was 18-7 in favor of Elm Creek. Since then, it's been pretty much all Eustace Farnham. Quick little jumper on the baseline. Ball's on the ground, and it's going to be tied up. Alternating possessions will give Eustace Farnham the ball. Quick little jumper on that baseline by Amanda Johns was a little bit short, and then they end up tying it up. .522 to go here, third quarter, two-point ball game. The Knights down by a bucket, bring it in the offensive zone. Melissa Johnson looking on the inside, trying to post up hard there is Melanie Johnson, but she'll give it top of the circle for Preston Reeker. Reeker now to Melissa. Melissa's going to drive, has the ball stripped, and last touch by Samuelson, I guess. Stacia Samuelson playing the defense was the last one to knock it away as she was beginning to drive up. Stacy Johnson will inbound. And they'll just toss it in here for Andrea Worth. Back to Johnson. Johnson, long jumper. That three-pointer, no good. And the rebound by Amanda Johns. And neither team has hit a three-pointer yet in the game. Bounce pass right wing for Amanda Johns. Johns well behind that three-point arc. Gives the top of the circle for Burke. Burke for Berkey. And Angela Berkey facing man-to-man pressure. Will give it off on the right side for Burke. Aisha Burke looking for somebody and finds Samuelson. Back to Burke. And here's the long jumper. And a three-pointer is up and good. Aisha Burke drains the three. First three-pointer of the game here for Elm Creek. And Preston Reeker gets it in the corner for Andrea Worth. Worth dribbling. And pretty good pressure being put on. Trying to tie up the ball is Berkey. Bad pass. And we've got the ball knocked out of bounds. A lot of contact and no foul. And they'll track it down. Neither player apparently had had the right angle. And so the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Elm Creek. So right in front of us, Eustace Farnham will inbound the basketball. Worth tosses it in, gives it to Johnson. Johnson's on the baseline, and we got a kick by Samuelson. They won't call the kick because the ball just went out of bounds. They'll just call it out of bounds. And it goes through the curtains on the far side. And they have to track down that ball in there somewhere, and they're still looking for the ball. It's like, let's make a deal. What's behind curtain? What's behind the curtain?
I'm here.
Ta-da!
No ball.
I hope everybody applauds the official when he finally comes out of there. Hey, and they do. There you go. They got through the media area. They found the basketball. I think they have to wipe off some nacho cheese off the ball there, too. The ball went in the area where there's a Zamboni pit down there somewhere, so that could be kind of a bad deal down there. Here at the Bureau Event Center, the Knights will inbound it underneath their own basket. And Reeker will get the ball to Stacey Johnson. Johnson, pressure put on it, stolen away by Boston. And then Boston is fouled by Johnson. Another Eustace Farnham turnover forced by that Elm Creek defense. And the Buffaloes up by five. They have led throughout the game. They'll have a chance to add on to it here. Aisha Burke's going to come back into the game. She's going to inbound the basketball right in front of us. And she's just going to get it in for Angela Berkey. Berkey brings it across the timeline. We are midway through the third quarter. A five-point lead for the Buffaloes. At the elbow, Samuelson, jumper no good. And they tie up the rebound. And Eustace Farnham starting to play with a little bit of spunk. Stacey Johnson tied up the ball and kind of ripped away at it. And maybe that'll show a little bit of how much they want to play here in the second half, as the Knights are certainly showing some spunk. Nice pass through the lane. Jumper no good by Angela Berkey. Saved by Samuelson into the hands of Haley Boston. Boston actually gets the rebound, but I'll tell you what, that was great effort there by Samuelson. Samuelson has the dribble now, top of the key. She'll give it off left side for Burke. Burke enters it down low. Jumper on the baseline. Won't fall for Johns. And it's rebounded by Reeker for Eustace Farnham. Here come the Knights on the run. They get it to Johnson. Johnson up ahead now. And now Stacey Johnson, after she gets the pass, she's just going to back up and slow things down. She's used up her dribble, and we'll give it to Andrea Worth. She enters it down low, and over the top, committing the foul is going to be Stacia Samuelson. 3:11 to go, third quarter. Checking back into battle is going to be Eustace Farnham's Britt Edson. And Edson's going to come in here for Melanie Johnson. On the baseline, throwing it in is going to be Andrea Worth. Worth still looking. Now she'll throw it in, and making the case is Stacey Johnson. Johnson right side for Worth. They try to enter it inside for Edson. The pass was tipped, but Edson gives it right back out to Worth. Back to Edson, and then Edson lost the ball, but it went off one of the Elm Creek players. Yeah, she kind of was falling down, and it hit her, and it ends up hitting, Samuelson, as the ball was down there, and it went off of number 33, Aisha Burke. Next thing about instant replay. A lot of contact down low as Edson gets the inbounds. Her shot won't fall, and the rebound to Amanda Johns. Haley Boston with the dribble in the lane. Pass tipped by Edson, but Samuelson's able to track it down. Samuelson now is just going to hand the basketball to Angela Berkey, and Berkey will kick on the right side for Burke. 2:40 to go here at the elbow. Samuelson has it. Her pass is off the mark, but it was off the hands of Eustace Farnham. That's why it was off the mark. It went off the hands of Andrea Worth and out of bounds. Tossing in for Elm Creek, Haley Boston, and Boston will just get the ball in here for Berkey. Back to Boston. Knights right now still going man-to-man. They switched to that late in the second quarter, and they've stayed with it. Burke drives at the elbow. She's shut off, gives it to Berkey. Berkey in the lane. Now she'll kick. Open for the baseline jumper is Johns, and Johns will score. Nice patient ball movement there, and Elm Creek scored only 5 points here in the third quarter, but they've been able to expand their lead. Eustace Farnham has only scored two. And the ball knocked into the backcourt. No over and back here as Stacey Johnson being harassed, and I mean harassed, by Haley Boston. And with the dribble is Johnson, and a timeout for Eustace Farnham. And here the crowd cheer for the Elm Creek defense. They're putting on the pressure, and they lead by seven. It's 25-18, a minute 49 to go here in the third quarter. We're back after this.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. Eustace Farnham head coach Brad Dunlop with a minute 44 to go here in the third. Wanted to make sure this game doesn't get out of reach. Want to take care of something. Try to get a bucket here if they can. They're having trouble inbounding it now, though. And Stacey Johnson does get the inbound. Elm Creek double teams it, knocks the ball loose, and finally tracking down a loose ball. Well, nobody. It goes out of bounds, and the last to touch it was the Knights. Nobody can really put their hands on it, and the last one to touch it was Melissa Johnson, so that'll be another Eustace Farnham turnover as the ball actually goes out of bounds on the baseline. 100 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and a 7-point lead for Elm Creek. And a bucket here would be huge. Boston, top of the circle for Johns. In a low-scoring game like this, you get up by 9. You're in pretty good shape. Burke with the dribble. Bounce pass on the left side for Burke. Get it back out. Here's the three. And hitting the three is Aisha Burke, her second three-pointer of the quarter. And that is a huge hit for the Elm Creek offense. Top of the circle, Stacey Johnson has the dribble. Kicks it in the corner. Now driving the baseline. That's a tough-looking shot that's off the mark. And rebounded by Angela Burke. Burke comes out with it. Brings it up court into the offensive zone with 53 seconds to go. She'll kick right side for Burke. She's behind that three-point arc with it she just scored from. Now gets it back. Now she'll drive the baseline. Little jump stop shot. Back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes out to Preston Reeker. That was a pretty good drive there for Burke, but the shot would not fall. Now in the lane, in trouble, is Johnson. Johnson passes through the lane and off the hands of Preston Reeker and out of bounds. That'll be another Eustace Farnham turnover. 19 in the game unofficially. And 31.7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Elm Creek has a 10-point lead, their largest lead of the game, 28-18. Left side, Haley Boston has it. She'll give it top of the circle for Amanda Johns. Right side for Burke. And they're paying attention to her now after hitting a couple of threes in this quarter. She has it on the baseline, backs it back out. Gives it to Danny Coons. 10 seconds left. Top of the circle. They get it to Burke. 7 seconds left. Right side for Burke. Burke well behind the three-point arc. 3 seconds left. Top of the key, Boston. Her three out of bounds with .2 to go here in the third quarter. 28-18. Can't catch. Don't have time. Has to be a tip with .2 to go. And so Elm Creek just drops back. Eustace Farnham inbounds, and that'll do it. 28-18. Three quarters are in the books. Elm Creek with a 10-point lead. We're back after this.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Well, Eustace Farnham will inbound right in front of us. They need to have a hot quarter here. They scored only 2 points in that third quarter, and they trail it now 28-18 as Elm Creek has a 10-point lead. In the offensive zone, Andrea Wirth, she gets it to the elbow to Melanie Johnson. Johnson gets it right back out here for Stacy Johnson. That Elm Creek defense has really been the story in this game. Pass through the lane. Nice pass. Down low, Melissa Johnson gets the bucket. And I believe it was Stacy Johnson that made that pass. It was a beauty. And Melissa Johnson hits the shot. With the drive now is going to be Aisha Burke. Burke, tough shot. It's off the mark and rebounded by Melanie Johnson. Pressure being put on here by Elm Creek. And on the run comes Eustace Farnham. They have somebody down low. They pass it down low to Melissa Johnson. And Johnson walked with it. The pass was a little bit too high for her. She caught it, tried to tip-tap-toe back inside because she was too far under the glass, and she walked with the ball. Her momentum took her too far under the glass because the pass was too high. Johns has it top of the circle here for Elm Creek. Now with it right side is Aisha Burke. Burke's jumper up, no good. Offensive rebound, and the pass is stolen away. Andrea Wirth comes up with the pass, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds, but off the hands of Elm Creek. And if you're Elm Creek up by eight, you know, I'm not saying you milk the clock for the last shot, but you really want to be patient. Make Eustace Farnham take some time off the clock. Play good defense. Be patient on offense if you're Elm Creek. Driving here for Eustace Farnham is Wirth. Wirth dribbles all the way through the lane and loses the ball. Another turnover, and now a foul on the Knights. And the foul is going to be, I believe, on Melanie Johnson. Yes, it is. That's just the first on Johnson. And Johnson had 8 points in the first half, has yet to score here in the second half, and I don't remember her even shooting. I mean, Eustace Farnham just has not got good looks at the basket. Top of the circle, Amanda Johns now kicks right wing for Aisha Burke. Burke got a nice screen down there, but doesn't have anywhere to dribble with it. Actually loses the ball off her foot and out of bounds. Good, solid screen set there by Danny Coons, but Burke just didn't have much room to work around it. The baseline was too close. Pass up ahead here for Eustace Farnham. Preston Reeker gave it away, now gets back. Now they give it off right side for Johnson. Johnson finds a cutter. Looking on the baseline, but dribbling now is Andrea Wirth. Wirth is picked up defensively there by Angela Berkey, and they get it at the elbow here for Melanie Johnson. Johnson's pass through the lane, tipped out there by Elm Creek, but the Knights maintain the possession. Wirth has it and gets it out to Johnson. Johnson in a little bit of trouble. She's able to pass to Johnson. Melanie Johnson, and Melanie Johnson driving through the lane is fouled on the way down. That's before the shot, I'm sure. Yes, it is. A little hand check on the drive in. That foul is going to be on Danny Coons. That is her fourth, and they're going to protect her a little bit. They're going to bring her out of the game and Samuelson back in with 5:48 to go. So Coons out with four fouls, and inbounding here is going to be Wirth, and Wirth's pass is knocked out of bounds by Elm Creek. Up high was Haley Boston. And both Boston and Burke, we've seen a little bit of their athleticism going up high for some balls and stepping into the passing lane. And now the Knights will inbound on that far sideline. Pass is tipped, and it is a loose ball, a turnover on Eustace Farnham, and here come the Buffaloes. They're going to let traffic clear, but Berkey brings in the offensive zone. With it now is Boston. Boston will just flip it out, and they're kind of weaving around. Got a hand check. Dribbling was Angela Berkey, and she was no basket. We got a foul, I believe, and we also have a timeout for Elm Creek. We'll sort everything out when we take a break here. 28-20 here in the fourth quarter, an 8-point lead for Elm Creek. We're back in 1 minute.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
After the foul, Elm Creek will inbound it underneath their own basket, and it's a kick on the inbound. So a little bit of a do-over here. The foul, by the way, was whistled on Melanie Johnson. That is just her first. And inbounding it is going to be Amanda Johns for Elm Creek. Driving the lane here is Aisha Burke, and Burke is fouled, driving hard to the rack. Burke with 12 points in the game. This will be her first trip to the free throw line. She hit two big three-pointers in that third quarter. And Eustace Farnham scored 2 points in the third quarter. They've scored two here in the fourth. They've got 4 points in the second half. Free throw by Burke is up and good. And it's 29-20. 5:28 to go here in the ball game. Free throw by Burke. Good again. And now push that lead back out to 10. Dribbling is Johnson. Johnson being harassed there by Burke. And there's going to be a kick or a block. Yeah, it's going to be a block. Ball is kicked as well, because the ball came loose after the block, and it's going to be on number 23, Haley Boston. Both Boston and Burke were there. I wasn't sure if they said 23 or 33. In any event, Eustace Farnham will inbound it. Four team fouls have been whistled on each team here in the second half. Riekert takes it down the lane. Shot, no good. Rebound by Berkey. Here comes Elm Creek. They bring in the offensive zone. And just letting traffic clear is going to be Angela Berkey. She'll kick it off left side for Haley Boston. Boston, bounce pass out here for Johns. Johns back out for Berkey. Berkey, get the ball back out for, well, Berkey gave it away, then got it back, put up the quick jumper, and then Melissa Johnson pulls down the rebound after the miss. She brings the offensive zone, and she gives it to Stacy Johnson, who drives the baseline and shoots and scores. First bucket of the game for Stacy Johnson. That was a pretty drive down the baseline. Actually shot it off glass and in. She used the glass very nicely there. 8-point ball game with 4:25 to go. Elm Creek with the lead and the basketball. Boston will take it on the baseline, keeps her dribble alive. Now dribbles out to the elbow, and we'll get the ball back out here for Angela Berkey. And Berkey, getting some advice from head coach Mike Ford, said spread the floor a little bit. Come out. Make him come out and play it. Get some passing lanes in there. Let's milk some clock. Samuelson has it top of the circle, and we got a foul away from the ball. A little collision down there between a couple of players. Worth of Eustace Farnham and Amanda Johns for Elm Creek, and Worth is going to be called for the foul. That's going to be her third personal foul. And Elm Creek will inbound it. They just toss it in here for Haley Boston. Boston picks up her dribble. Now we'll give it to Berkey. She's about 40 feet away from the basket. Berkey will just dribble around a little bit, gives it to Burke. Driving the lane now is going to be Amanda Johns, and Johns is fouled. Again, this is pretty smart basketball. Spread the floor, milk the clock, get yourself some lanes in there that you can penetrate, because you're up by eight. They've got to come out and play it. Johns will go line and will shoot two. The first one is back in the iron and no good. The foul on Preston Rieker, that is her first. And the second free throw by Amanda Johns, forthcoming here. And it is up and good. 3 points in the fourth quarter here from Elm Creek. All of them have come from the free throw line. Johnson off of a screen, still has the dribble. Melissa Johnson throws it down low, driving and missing. The layup is Melanie Johnson. She misses the shot, and Amanda Johns comes out of there with it, and she'll get the ball in the hands of Angela Berkey. Berkey on that right wing for Aisha Burke, and they'll give it to Boston. Haley Boston well behind the three-point arc, and they'll get the ball here for Angela Berkey. Berkey closely guarded, still has the dribble, and now she'll bounce pass it out for Stacia Samuelson. Little ball fake here, driving is Boston. Boston gives it right back to Berkey. Berkey, that's a tough shot. Doesn't get it to fall. Tries to get the rebound. It's still on the ground. Finally picked up by Eustace Farnham, and the Knights are on the run. Up ahead is Johnson, and Stacy Johnson lost the ball in the face of that pressure after Melanie Johnson got the rebound and a beautiful outlet pass. That would have been a nice bucket, would have been a nice boost in the arm for Eustace Farnham, and they need something positive to happen here. Exactly 3 minutes to go in the game, and they trail it 31-22. And Elm Creek will face a little bit of full-court pressure here, but they bring it across the timeline, no problem. But the dribble was Burke, and she'll get the ball right back out to Haley Boston. Boston now left side for Stacia Samuelson. The post coming way out there, and Whitney Hubbard now handling the ball. She checked in during the last stoppage of action, and now Burke has it. Burke will drive, and we've got a foul well before the shot. Now be a one and one. Burke's been to the line only once today. She hit two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. And her free throw here rolls around and is good. Nice job there by Burke. She shot about 75% from the free throw line in the semifinal. And here she's 75% as she misses the free throw and rebounded by Britt Edson. And Edson will give it up ahead here to Johnson. Johnson. They try to double-team her, and they bounce past it on the baseline for Reeker, and it goes off Reeker's legs and out of bounds. Pass may have been tipped on the way to Reeker. That might be why she couldn't put her paws on it, but it's going to be the 24th turnover on Eustace Farnham. Whitney Hubbard is going to inbound it. Precious time ticking away here for the Lady Knights. Elm Creek in the offensive zone. Angela Berkey has it. Gives it off on the right wing here for Burke. Top of the circle for Whitney Hubbard. Back for Boston. Nice little motion offense here, and spreading out the floor is Haley Boston. Boston understands the situation. She gives it out to Burke, and now cutting through is Stacy Samuelson. Samuelson on the baseline. Jumper no good for Angela Berkey, and coming out with it is going to be Melissa Johnson. Johnson in the offensive zone. Minute 53 to go. Down by 10 is Eustace Farnham. They've got to set something up quickly here, but Elm Creek is not letting them do it. Pressure is making them take time off the clock. Preston Reeker dribbles to the right side, finds somebody down low, and that's Johnson. Stacy Johnson hits the shot, and now a timeout here for Eustace Farnham. Stopping the clock is Brad Dunlop. 32-28, minute 34 to go here. Fourth quarter, 8-point lead for Elm Creek. They'll inbound. We come back in 1 minute.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. And the inbounds pass to Elm Creek, and they get it into the offensive zone. They have the foul. Angela Berkey will go to the line. She'll He's shooting a 1-1. That's the eighth team foul against Eustace Farnham. So that's what Eustace Farnham has to do. They have to commit that foul. On our sister station on Classic, it's 98.9 FM. It's Ravenna 25 and Gibbon. Excuse me, it's Ravenna 40 and Gibbon 25. They're now in the fourth quarter. The free throw here by Angela Berkey was up and good. And that'll earn her the bonus. Second free throw is also good. 34-24, minute and a half to go here. Pass up ahead to Johnson. Stacy's layup, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes right back up with it, and she'll score. And she's got 6 points in the quarter, and another timeout for Eustace Farnham. Minute 19 to go, and they just won't go away, will they? It's 34-26, an 8-point lead for Elm Creek, and they'll inbound the ball. Well, we'll just keep it here. This is a short 30-second timeout. Originally, they made the indication that it was going to be a full timeout, and I was going to take a break then, but hey, now I don't need to. We'll give you a little bit of the game reset. There's been eight fouls whistled against Eustace Farnham, so that means they commit a foul. There'll be one more, 1-1 for Elm Creek, and Elm Creek, when Eustace Farnham has the ball, they can be very aggressive. They got a couple of fouls to give. They've committed only four fouls here in the second half, which is kind of incredible considering the defense that they've been able to put on without committing those fouls. So tossing the ball in is going to be Burke. She can run the baseline if she needs to. And she stays put. She's looking for somebody to inbound the ball to. And the loose ball is picked up by Stacey Samuelson, who was able to get on her knees and pass the ball back out. And now getting fouled is going to be Angela Berkey. Stacey Samuelson went down on the ground on her knees and was still able to make a nice solid bounce back. Pass back to one of the guards, and Samuelson, that's a nice play for her as she gets the ball back out here to Berkey. And now Berkey will go to the line. She will shoot a 1-1. As Eustace Farnham almost forced the turnover on the inbounds. Free throw is up and good for Berkey. The foul, by the way, on Andrea Wirth, that was her fourth. Second free throw up and good. So that'll push that lead right back out to 10 with a minute 10 to go. And Eustace Farnham trying to make something happen here. Johnson is shut off, throws it down low, and Samuelson makes the steal, throws it up ahead, and with the dribble, nope, there's going to be a walk before the, they were going to commit the foul, but Amanda Johns walked with the ball as she tried to catch it and make her way through traffic. So 56.9 to go. And Elm Creek will drop back on defense. Knights inbound right in front of us. And a double dribble by Melissa Johnson. And the official that called it was right in front of me, so I didn't see what she did, but nobody's arguing. Amanda Johns will inbound the basketball here for Angela Berkey. And Berkey fouled as she dribbles up. And she'll go to the line, and now I believe that's the 10th team foul. And she'll head to the line. Well, the foul is whistled on Angela Wirth. That is her fifth personal foul. She will foul out of the game with 2 points, two rebounds, and five fouls with 50 seconds to go. Two free throws coming up here, and Angela Berkey hits the first two. Elm Creek scoring all their points in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. And they are now 10 points, 10 of 12 from the free throw line here in the quarter. Long pass up ahead to Stacey Johnson. Johnson will drive the baseline and fouled by Stacey Samuelson. And with 43 seconds left, Coach Ford is saying, tell everybody, do not commit a foul. We don't want to stop the clock. Largest lead of the game right now, enjoyed by Elm Creek. They lead by a dozen. And number 12, Stacey Johnson, is at the free throw line. And makes that an 11-point lead. She hits the free throw. Kaylee Lindahl checks into the game. Johnson's at the line. Second free throw up and good. 8 points, all of them here in the fourth quarter for Stacy Johnson. And Angela Berkey brings in the offensive zone. She'll get it up ahead here for Burke. And back out for Berkey. They're just going to play keep away now. They're going to milk the clock. Haley Boston has it, gives it up on the right side here for Aisha Burke. 26 seconds left before Elm Creek wins the third-place trophy here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the Viero Event Center. With the dribble, Angela Berkey. Berkey dribbles left side. Good pressure being put on, and the ball is knocked into the backcourt. They're going to call over and back. Could have called a foul. Actually called over and back before the ball was touched. So I think a little buyer's remorse there on the official making the call. Bryn Bellamy checked into the ball game. She gets the inbounds, and now they'll kick it back out here. Long jumper is no good. And rebound by Angela Berkey, and that will do it. Your final score is Elm Creek with a 38-28 win over Eustis Farnham. As the Buffaloes in that fourth quarter hit the free throws down the stretch, and they played great defense all afternoon to be able to hold Eustis Farnham to only 28 points on the game, and Elm Creek wins at 38-28. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center, where Elm Creek wins the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Consolation 38-28 over Eustis Farnham. And we'll remind you, you're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports says they can get you all geared up for your youth wrestling. They got brands like ASICS, Brute, Mattman, and Adidas. They got singlets, headgear, knee pads, shoes. You can buy all your athletic apparel for all your sports with names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and a whole lot more. Misco's, get your game on now at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Now, a couple of things to look at here that the defense for Elm Creek forced Eustis Farnham into 26 turnovers here in the game. They played 32 minutes of basketball, and 26 turnovers for Eustis Farnham created by that Elm Creek defense. And Elm Creek unofficially turned the ball over 13 times, so twice as many turnovers, 13 extra possessions in a sense for Elm Creek. And that's one reason why they're able to win this one by 10, 38-28. Another factor to look at, in the fourth quarter, they were nearly perfect from the free throw line. They only missed two free throws. And, for example, Angela Berkey was perfect 6 for 6 in the quarter. Aisha Burke was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And Amanda Johns, 1 out of 2. So you total all that up, I mean, that's pretty good free throw shooting down the stretch. They hit 10 free throws. They were 10 of 12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And just, you know, Eustis Farnham was trying to send them to line to try to get them back into the game so they could shut the clock off and get the ball back. Well, Elm Creek kept scoring, you know, hitting those free throws down the stretch. So free throw shooting and forcing turnovers really what turned the tide here for Elm Creek as they win it 38-28. Let's recap the scoring for you. Eustis Farnham, very balanced scoring today. Melanie Johnson, she finished with 8 points and a couple of rebounds. Stacy Johnson also with 8 points. and a couple of rebounds. Melissa Johnson with 7 points and 3 rebounds. 2 points for Andrea Worth and 2 rebounds. She fouled out of the game with 50 seconds to go. Preston Reeker finished with the only three-pointer of the game here for Eustace Farnham. She finished with 3 points, and that's it for Eustace Farnham in scoring. They scored 7 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second, only 2 in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, Stacey Johnson, that's where she scored all 8 of her points, was in the fourth quarter, and they scored 10 in that fourth quarter, their most productive quarter. But at that point, they had to force Elm Creek to send them to the free throw line, and Elm Creek went 10 of 12 from the line. Excuse me, 12 of 14 from the line in the quarter. 10 of 12 from the free throw line in the quarter. I'll get it right eventually. For Elm Creek, they had a couple players in double figures. Aisha Burke finished with 15 points to go with 3 rebounds. Angela Berkey with 10 points and 3 rebounds. She was a perfect 6 for 6 from the free throw line. 5 points for Amanda Johns, 2 for Haley Boston, 4 points for Danny Coons, and Stacia Samuelson off the bench. She finished with 2 points here in the ball game and a couple of rebounds as well. Once again, Eustace Farnham turned the ball over 26 times. Elm Creek with 13 turnovers, and Elm Creek going 10 of 12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and they win it 38 to 28 over Eustace Farnham. Well, we got plenty more basketball to go for you here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. We're going to step away at about 4 o'clock. We'll be back, and we'll be back with the boys' consolation game as Eustace Farnham will be taking on the Loomis Bulls in that consolation game. Tip is set for about 4 o'clock, and we'll be back a little bit before then with our pregame. And once again, our final in this one, it was Elm Creek 38 and Eustace Farnham 28. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Stacey Johns back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. We'll have more high school basketball coming up for you about 4 o'clock, the boys' consolation game right here on ESPN 1460.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.